Unit 98. Wild Pigs. Not especially nice and very competitive, the wild pig is a dangerous little animal, congregating more in places with many trees, although a few can be seen on plains. Covering the world over is this species of nasty, tusked, and ill-tempered creatures. They are not native animals in most areas. The wild pigs in most regions are descendants of domestic pigs brought here by the original homesteaders. Over the years, some of these domestic animals escaped and went wild. Today, their descendants may be found in various locations. Wild pigs have twin tusks, which are used for impaling or hitting, or just to sit there and look threatening. It has four legs with a swishing thin tail and black or brown fur. Wild pigs tend to be a bit fat and bulky, making them very economical for eating. Their eyes, usually black, are sunk into their head, giving them rather large blind spots on both sides. The wild pig is a fast creature. In a full charge at top speed, a strong boar is capable of plowing through the wall of normal non-brick house. Another special ability, which is probably not very fun for the pigs, is their delicious taste and plentifulness. Wild pigs are protective, unafraid, and extremely competitive. Wild pigs are the leading cause of death among wild pigs, with them fighting each other over mates or food, or just because a good battle helps fight off the cold. Despite all this fighting, though, pigs are pack animals and live in groups of 10 to 20, although they often seek to gain more advantages for themselves than for the group. Wild pigs eat grass, berries, flowers, and that sort of thing. They eat quite a lot, but there is plenty to go around. The pigs don't think there is, but pigs aren't especially smart. When pigs mate, they mate for life. If a pig loses its mate, it will never mate again. They usually have two litters a year, which finish maturing within 4 months. Males usually fight for a mate. Initially, many pig fatalities originate from these battles. Hunting wild pig is a common practice. Oftentimes, teams of up to hundreds of men will all crash into a forest and decrease the pig population. This is done because pigs are not only relatively tasty meat, but also because it is cheap. Pigs are almost everywhere, and there is enough meat on them that a small family can easily live by killing 2 wild pigs a month with no difficulty. Pig hunting has grown so much that it is often done for fun instead of necessity, angering some townsfolk who respect the beast.